Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Looking for ways to stretch feed supplies and lower winter feed costs? One option that's gaining attention is grazing standing milo. Instead of harvesting the crop, cattle are strip grazed through the field, using temporary fencing to allocate a small section each day. University of Missouri research shows that this approach can dramatically cut feed costs compared to feeding hay, often less than half daily costs. Standing milo provides a consistent, high-energy feed source that works especially well for fall calving cows when paired with protein supplementation. Additionally, direct grazing saves fuel and equipment time and returns nutrients right back to the soil. Most systems use daily fence moves, giving cows access to about 10 to 13 pounds of grain and the accompanying fodder each day. Proper management helps prevent grain overload and encourages full plant use, and keeps labor to about half an hour per day, even for large herds. If you'd like to learn more about the economic setup and real-world experience of grazing standing milo, join Nebraska Extension's upcoming webinar on Wednesday, December 4th at 1 p.m. Central, noon Mountain Time. Missouri Extension's Rusty Lee and a producer using the system will share resource results and lessons learned. For details or to register, contact Aaron Berger at aberger2@unl.edu or call him at 308-235-3122. You can also find more information in the University of Missouri publication Strip Grazing Milo as a Low-Cost Winter Forage. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.